in the Tzaddik Tzvei's Shir, Malkim Gavoya She'omim Gimel Tzvachim. The Abishri said that you should not stand on Malkim Gavoya. That means something that is three Tzvachim elevated above the rest of the floor. In other words, there's two issues here. On top of the bed and the Shir, even it's less than Gimel Tzvachim, because those things are shaky. But even if the place is very sturdy, the floor itself has some protrusion on it, one should not have another protrusion, which is more than three Tzvachim above the ground, because, like I said before, that's not the proper attitude we're supposed to subjugate ourselves to our Kodesh Baruch. So, if you have this place that is three Tzvachim above the rest of the floor, the Yesh B'Dalat Amos, Al-Dalat Amos, but that area is a large area, like sometimes you have the Bima, it's four Amos by four Amos, Harehu Ke'aliyah, it's like a separate story, Umutil is Ba'al Boy. What Gavah means is something that's part of the room, but it's elevated more than the rest of the room. But if it's such a large area, it's considered an independent area. And that is the level of that area. Just like you get a down on the 100th floor of an apartment building, but relative to the floor, you're on the ground floor. V'chein, in Hoya, Mukav Mechitzis. Also, this area is surrounded by Mechitzis, by a wall or fence. Afal pi, she'ein badal adams mutal espal boi, she'ein goivu neker, human she'chol grishus. Also over here, even though it's not 4x4 amas, which is less than the size of Rishus, but since there's mechitzas around it, it's clearly independent from the rest of the area, and therefore you can daven there also.